Are you taking stock lately of the meaning of your life? If so, you are not alone. You have been writing to us after we asked listeners for reflections looking back on 1 year of this pandemic. And one theme that has really stood out is that many of you are trying to find meaning and gratitude.
My name is Carrie Bartmans, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. While the extra family time has been wonderful, my focused tiny life means that other relationships have waned. I hope that soon we will be able to gather and give each other grace for how we made it through the pandemic. We all did the best we could in difficult times.
Hi, my name is Hoku Gilbert, and I'm calling from Kaneohe, Hawaii. I've always been a hopeful person, but the pandemic taught me to not continuously look to the horizon for my hopes and dreams. My gratification comes instead from each day, each moment.
Both Hoku Gilbert and Carrie Bartmans join us now. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Carrie, I'll start with you. I know it's been a tough year. You have grown children that have been in and out of your house. You care for elderly relatives. You've not been able to go back to work teaching water aerobics. And yet, you describe your life during this past year as both contracting as well as expanding. How so?
Well, I thought when I would be physically constrained to my home and close to home, that I would be bored and lonely. And what I found is that I had time to focus and go deep into things rather than always rushing around. So I had time to talk to my folks. I had time to teach them chair aerobics over Zoom. I had time to reminisce. Life slowed down and allowed me that extra time. And then I took up hobbies and did things that I always wanted to do, like learn canning and sewing to make masks. And for me, it's been a silver lining.
Hoku, it sounds like you can somewhat relate to Carrie. You have a grown daughter in college, and you also take care of an older family member. How has your outlook on life changed and maybe your experience over the last year?
There is a quote from Pico Iyer where he says, "Only by stopping movement can you see where to go." And at least for me, and it sounds like for Carrie, that has been part of the silver lining. And the blessing is that we do tend to spend so much time looking forward and thinking about those plans that we've made. And when we were forced to just slow down, it was wonderful, the things that you see. And yes, there's a lot of anxiety as well, but it has been a chance for me to grow inwardly in terms of what I want, what keeps me content, and what's best for me.
Yeah, that slowing down makes things seem so clear. I completely understand what you're saying, and thank you for sharing that quote. You know, anecdotally in conversations, sometimes people say they don't have room to complain about their situation during this pandemic because there are always others who are doing far worse. How do you both acknowledge the pain and struggle that others who are less fortunate are going through while also making space for yourself to just vent? I'll start with you, Carrie.
Well, I've stayed connected with some girlfriends who are in a similar situation with children at this age, this in-between time where we have parents needing us and grown children needing us. So that has helped. We have our Zoom happy hours that we do, and we try to connect with that. I will say it hasn't been completely easy to do that because some friendships have waned a little bit because people have different acceptance of risk. So some people didn't understand why I was so locked down or you know, it's just difficult to always be on the same page during this pandemic. But, you know, they always say during tough times, you find out who your friends really are. And I think we did. I think we found people that we could speak with. And the rest we will take time when we get back to and heal those relationships.
Oh, cool.
I have a question for Carrie, because when she mentioned community, one of the things that I found in our little neighborhood is that we've really gotten to know our neighbors better. And the way our neighborhood is formed, people walk their animals in the afternoon, and we kind of knew each other before, but I mean, we've really gotten close. There are walking groups now that meet every morning. We know everybody's dogs, and we know the what's going on in everybody's lives so much more than we used to. It's wonderful, and we share food and things like that. And I wondered if that was happened in your neighborhood too, Carrie.
I would say that not so much. I live kind of in the city part of Charlotte, and people are moving to Charlotte constantly right now. And I have maybe five houses right around me where we have new neighbors, where, you know, I drop off a little gift of welcome and then take six steps back and with my mask on say hello, but I haven't been able to see their faces or sit down for any length of time. So I feel a little bit like life kept marching on and I need to catch up. So I really do look forward to when we can get to know each other more. You know, the neighbors that I did know well, and we all had kind of a, we call it COVID bubble of people that were like-minded and were safe and you could, you know, sit outside and talk with them, but others, you know, you couldn't. So yeah, I think my community feels a little fractured and I'm looking forward to bringing it back together or meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
Hoku, just wondering how your children have come through it, because it's been a different experience for my 20-something children. It's been really tough on them, and I wouldn't want to have been that age going through this.
Yes, I agree. It's I have one daughter that just turned 21, and she's going to school overseas. So there's already that combined with a whole separate country and their rules and restrictions on COVID as well. She's in her last year of school, and it's really easy to start thinking, you know, this is such a bummer. This wasn't what you anticipated. I realize this is not how you thought it was going to go. But what I have found is that they're pretty resilient. And sometimes if you just lay it out there and say, yeah, this kind of sucks. It's not how you thought it was going to be. But here are still the things that are great about where you're at right now, that she's actually doing okay. She's had a couple of tough times, but overall, I'm amazed at the resiliency of our young people, and that gives me hope as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We kind of started this off by talking about how during this time, people are grasping to find meaning in their lives. That is the one thing that is illuminated for themselves during this pandemic, is just their purpose in life.
Well, I found that I rather enjoy the cloistered lifestyle.
Oh, really?
There's so many things now when I get going through my emails in the morning or something, I just say, I don't need to know that. I don't need to worry about that. You know, there's just a lot that I feel like I just toss away and shed every day mentally, and it feels very good to not just spend so much time caught up in things. Start to look at the news feed and go, yeah, no, I don't need to know that.
You know, there's so much going through my head, but the funnier things are like, I used to care a lot more about what I was wearing and makeup and, you know, wearing heels or anything like that. And now I find I really like house slippers. You know, who knew? And just,
I have some on right now.
Right, exactly. Like I used to, you know, love to go shop and buy a new outfit. I haven't bought new clothes in months and months and months, and I really don't care right now. Mm. I mean, maybe if I eventually get to go out again soon, hopefully, I'll want something. But it's just the material stuff and the runaround has just, I don't know, I don't care as much anymore. And maybe that's good. Maybe just a feeling of I have what I need. It's reprioritized a lot in my heart.
Right. Mm-hmm. I try to spend some portion of every day counting my blessings, literally. And there's always a stock group of things that I'm grateful for. And then there are the extras. Somebody, you know, a neighbor brought me a piece of pie today or something like that. But when you spend more time focusing on that, as Carrie said, suddenly a lot of those other things really don't matter. I'm okay. My family's okay. My animals are okay. I'm very grateful for all the blessings that I have. And it's enough.
Hoku and Carrie, thank you so much for talking with us and sharing your lives with us and teaching us so much. I learned so much just by hearing about your experiences.
Well, it was my pleasure.
Yes, thank you for having us. It's nice to connect even this long distance and talk about the silver linings and the things for which we should be grateful, because there's a lot of it out there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That was Hoku Gilbert of Kaneohe, Hawaii, and Carrie Bartmans of Charlotte, North Carolina, both Here and Now listeners who shared their reflections with us on life during this pandemic.